Now, the last batch of news on this part one. As usual, there are many wonderful efforts being made for charity. We'll hear of volunteers sleeping rough for charity. A litter pick and a paralysed man climbs the stairs of a skyscraper. Then on the arts front, a concert of sacred music and a new comedy club opening in the city. Around 20 volunteers with Norwich Friends of the Earth have held their first litter pick in the city. The group, made up of people of all ages, met at Norwich Railway Station and collected litter along Coblenz Avenue round to Carrow Hill. Group member David Evans said, "A great effort resulted in multiple bags of litter being collected. One part of Norwich is now much more pleasant for residents and visitors alike." Along with plastic bottles, drink cans and cigarette butts, some of the more unusual finds included a shoe, gloves and a personalised number plate. 9 full bags of rubbish were collected. Volunteer Mary Curson said, "This is rubbish that's saved from being washed into rivers and causing pollution." Carl Johnson, who was with his daughter, said, "A fantastic effort by all and hopefully the start of more Norwich Friends of the Earth litter picks to come, helping to maintain the cleanliness of our fine city."
Around 40 volunteers braved a cold and wet night sleeping in the YMCA car park in Norwich to show solidarity with homeless people and to raise money for an innovative project which is helping young, vulnerable homeless people establish themselves in their first homes. The volunteers from Broadland Housing Association and the YMCA, which are together delivering the Housing First project, are aiming to raise £5,000 from the event to buy furniture for young people setting up in their own home. YMCA Chief Executive John Lee said, "The partnership between the YMCA and Broadland is helping to deliver a really worthwhile project aimed at homeless young people who have difficult or chaotic backgrounds. For a number of reasons, these young people find hostel accommodation difficult, so the aim of Housing First is to skip that step and get them established in their own homes with a support package to help them succeed in their tenancies and get their lives back on track. Broadland Housing is absolutely committed to tackling the problem of homelessness, and we are delighted to be working with the YMCA to be delivering the Housing First project with them, the first of its kind in East Anglia."
A city man who was left paralysed after battling a brain tumour has scooped a second Guinness World Record after climbing every step in a London skyscraper. Simon Kiddlesides climbed more than 1,000 steps at 122 Leadenhall Street, known as the Cheese Grater Building, in an exoskeleton suit. An exoskeleton is a wearable mobile machine that is powered by a system of electronic motors, pneumatics, lever and hydraulics. The suit lifted Simon's legs while he pulled his weight up the building in a challenge which took more than 6 hours to complete. The 37-year-old clambered up 1,444 steps, no mean feat considering the most stairs he had ever tackled before was the 35-step spiral staircase in Castle Quarter. The Blowfield man said, "To be completely honest, I didn't do any training for this challenge, but it was really hard. When we got to level 27, it was time to have a 45-minute break and some lunch. It was then that I started to have negative thoughts. I shouldn't have stopped because I realised how tired I was and I just started to tell myself I couldn't do it and I wasn't going to finish it." This is Simon's second world record. He added, "It feels amazing. It was always my dream to have one and now I have two."
Schools from across Norfolk performed with artists from around the world in a series of concerts to celebrate diversity. Artists from Bulgaria, India, Venezuela and Zimbabwe performed at the Festival of World Sacred Music over the past 2 weeks and teamed up with local schoolchildren for their performances. Organised by Music Worldwide and billed as a Festival of World Sacred Music, schoolchildren from Causton Church of England Junior Academy, Lionwood Junior School, Norwich School, Norwich Primary Academy and St William's Junior School all took part in the Multicultural Festival. The concerts were held at venues across Norwich, including the Theatre Royal, the Playhouse and the Halls. The goal of the Connecting Cultures concerts was to help pupils build understanding and common identities beyond the traditional divides of nation, race and faith.
An up-and-coming comedy club is hoping to bring a laugh a minute to the city with its local talent. Martin Westgate, founder of Humour Comedy Club, kicked off his venture back in 2017 and has built a circuit the club regularly tours. He said, "We started off in Stadia with a monthly open mic night. There was absolutely no money in it. It was just for the fun. But over time, we managed to pick up a few more venues, and that's how Humour started." And the 29-year-old is determined to put Norwich on the map when it comes to comedy. He said, "There's definitely the market for a regular comedy night in Norwich. I know there's a few monthly clubs, but that's it. There's an opening here to put on a consistent weekly event and to start developing a circuit with the talented local comics around Norfolk and Suffolk." Humour has a number of venues it tours throughout the year, from the Boning House in Dereham Road to the Last Pub Standing in King Street. Martin added, "I'd like to have one venue in each of the major towns in Norfolk, but right now we're just trying to build trust with the city. We want to be the one-stop shop for comedy and bring in great local talent to a regular audience."
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Chris and Pauline will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Gaynor and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.